news. How guilty they are. And I have caused it too many persons to have abortions. And over the summers now, have been in conversation with Dr. Nathanson, premier, one of the chief abortionists in our country. Nathanson made it education number 9, face no evil. That does not mean we are not judgmental about the sins that people commit. But we need God to judge how guilty they are in His eyes for the evil that objectively they have done. 10th quality. Charity does not rejoice over wickedness. What a strange declaration. You mean, can St. Paul imply that we can, well, be happy or rejoice over another person's sinfulness? Yes. That was the joy of the Pharisees. Red bone. In other words, when people do evil, we should not rejoice, but sorrow. That's what Jesus meant when He tells us, blessed are they who mourn. You are to mourn over other people's sins and not boast inside. Thank God I'm not like that scoundrel. But Paul continues, charity rejoices with the truth. And the truth is the mind's conformity with reality. There is only one true joy on earth, and that is in the possession of the truth. The latest figure I've seen is 60 million Americans maintaining some semblance of peace of mind and joy of soul in using medically prescribed tranquilizers. America is starving for the truth, and we have it. If you men do not become apostles of the truth, then as I've said before, I'm wasting your time. Strange. 12th description of charity. Charity believes all things. It's not just St. Paul speaking. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to the apostle. What does St. Paul mean? We trust people, and living in a world that is so widely deceitful, it is not easy to trust people. Try to see as much as you can of what is good in them. I like to briefly relate what my fellow Jesuit saint, John Berkmans, died in his mid-20s, lived among Jesuits, and they were not all saints. He knew he was supposed to love all his brethren. So he made a list of his fellow Jesuits. After each one's name, he would begin and look around, watch carefully. What could he find that was praiseworthy in this Jesuit who had some strange, unpleasant qualities? What a difference between trusting in people, seeing what is good in them, and believing, no matter how externally or ostensibly unpleasant, unkind, deceitful the person may seem to be, in God's name, don't stop there. Find, ask God to open your eyes to see what is good, what is praiseworthy, so that then you can love a person with all kinds of unlovable qualities which you don't have to search to find. Thirteenth quality of charity, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Charity hopes all things. What are we being told? We are being told, no matter how hopeless a situation may be, somehow we get it. We don't have to understand how. We trust in God and we will hope in His promises. They will do not just good, but good. I didn't believe this, I wouldn't be standing here. Most likely, I would already have long ago been in eternity. How hopeless a situation may seem to be, though the verb may seem to be, the more we must trust that God will go. And this is our faith. The same St. Paul who tells us that charity hopes all things is the Paul who tells us, remember, that God allows evil, sin, in order to get the comparative, it's our faith, in order to draw greater, get the comparative, greater good, talk about mystery, greater good than would have been possible except for the evil and the sin. And as wives, I've told one audience after another, our Holy Father looks forward to the 21st century as the most divinely prosperous century in human history. 8th century, in God's mysterious providence, has been, I hesitate using the words, I won't, such a citadel of evil. Later in the 20th century, we get some idea of what hell must be like. But God wants to draw, Northerner wants to draw greater good, but we must cooperate. He must first have the faith, and then the hope, and finally now, the charity. And this charity means that we hope not only in God's grace, but hope that by His grace, God will make some of the most cruel people similarly to criminals. He'll make them by His merciful grace saints. And just for the record, I pray every day my name for William and Hillary. I don't have to give you the last name. Finally, and this is not just a retreat, this is a lifetime of living Christianity. Charity endures all things. We need pain, we need suffering. We need it. And by definition, pain, remember, is what is contrary to our wills. And that is loving God. Loving Him, watch it, not in spite of the pain that He sends us, but dare I say it, because of the pain. Because my faith tells me, behind the pain that I believe comes from God, I am showing how deeply I love this God. What a love for me, died on His cross. And if I'm to go in my love for Him, I must have the cross and embrace it, cherish it. Mary, Mother of God, how well you knew what charity means. Obtaining your divine Son would be so desperately and constantly needed to grow in this fundamental virtue of our faith, so that loving the divine Son with our whole heart, and loving everyone who He puts into our lives, and paying the price for our love here on earth, in the continuing practicing charity for the everlasting ages, and no longer. Oh, dear Mother, the cross.
Amen. In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Apologies for the overtime.
Remember, we have a question period this evening. Be sure the box is filled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Holy Grace and all the unity. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and
at the hour of our death. O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us sinners.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.